Chazal point, Sfarim point out that even though there was a Yonim of Tefillah in the Bria beforehand, that, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint exactly that the Moshul Avram Avinu Tarefesh Bokhu Matitanli, there was a Yonim of Tefillah for personal Tzrochim. The first Tefillah that there was for someone else was by Avram Avinu in our parasha, by his Tefillah on Sfarim. So, first of all, the whole Indian of being espoused for someone else is something difficult to understand for us. I mean, a person is powerful for himself, that's a measure of amun, it's a measure of bitachon, that a person feels he needs something, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person davening for someone else, so if a person is a very close friend, and you really mitzvah with the person's tzar, so to some degree, you know, it's also like a personal tzar, and you mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's pale compared to that. And when you mispower broken clearly on most inyanim, it's b'chol very rochik to us. But in this parasha, you have a tefillah for something else, for someone else. And this is kilbi say to that tefillah. What's modern is that the chura Avram's tefillah is rejected. But it would make sense to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu Kilu accepted his tefillah, and that's the mocker for tefillah fathers. And for us, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Here, the tefillah was absolutely rejected. That was it. So it's more than that the shayish of tefillah, I mean, where it says in the Torah is, for this, the holy of tefillah fachirim is something that is a failure. That's, I mean, it shouldn't be the first place to put it. The first place should be a mocker where there was atzlacha. The tam why Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hashem Amar Mechaseni Avram Hashem Oiser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I don't want to come up in Avram." VaAvram Hoye LeGoy God VaAtziv Nivuchu BeKol Goy Aretz. Ki Datu Vanchei Tzav and so on. Man Havi Hashem Avram Yisashli Balok. The reason for being Megal is very hard to understand. The Chazal and a lot of Rishonim bring down that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Avram eventually the whole Eretz Yisrael, this Eretz Yisrael is a chiyuv to give it him. But it's hard. I mean, the pasuk is a lot more than that. Avram Hayel Goy Gadol Va'atziv V'Nivuchu Bei Kol Goyei Oretz Kidat V'Shetzav Espan Spesor. I mean, there's so much. If the reason was he wanted to misspell, it should be. It should have said that Avram is a big tzaddik, and B'Meila, I'm going to tell him maybe B'Mispael, maybe Neschus, or whatever. I mean, there's another interesting thing that Amayim Muskip some point out. By Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalat him that he wants to destroy Klal Yisrael, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'ata hanicholi, leave me alone, so I can vachalim." So Moshe Rabbeinu picked up on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking Mishus, so by this he has a mock and filler. By Avraham Avinu, it doesn't say, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not megalat to him. The difference is, as a Maimar Muska, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Olam of Torah, where everything comes with a tzivui. So B'meila, just to tell him, no, it's about to nicholi is kilu a geda HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a shus to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to daven a certain way in a michlalav at Hashemehen. Avraham Avinu was all by himself, from himself, by himself. Memela, that was the metzias of his tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalatim, and Avraham Avinu had to pick up on his own. But the whole psukim, why is megalat, doesn't seem to bear it out. The place where we learn out Tefillah Shachris from, the Kviyas of Tefillah, the first Makom where there was Tefillah, we learn from the parishes here, by the end, after Afich HaStoim, it says that that by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapich HaStoim, and Vayashkim Avram Baboike al Amokim Shomat Shomas Pnei Hashem. Avram Avinu got up in the morning and he stood in the place where he stood with Pnei Hashem before. Vayashkim Avnei Stoim Amor Avnei Kol Kigoretz Vayar Vihini Olo Kita Oretz Kikita Kipshin. So it's strange. This is the Mokum of Tefillah Beit Klal, the Kviyas. And basically it was the place of the utter disaster of Tefillah. That he got up. And yesterday he stood in the same place, davening Shachris, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Stein, and he takes a look and the thing is a churban. I mean, it's a very modern mockum that the Kriyas Tefillah should be in a place where Tefillah didn't succeed. So it's strange. The another in how did he daven for Stoim is strange. On the one hand, he didn't say, "Oh, Rebbein Shalom, you should help Stoim, and you know, how can you destroy them, and it's Rachmanis on them." He didn't. Mefurish not. He asked because of tzaddikim there. On the other hand, he didn't ask just for the tzaddikim. If Stoim Taka was not worthy of asking for rachamim, so he should have said, you know, just like you saved late, just like you can save late, send them a bus and take out the 50 tzaddikim, whatever, how many tzaddikim there are. There was no tefillah for tzaddikim b'nifrod. There was no tefillah for Stoim Taka and Kloli. The tzura's tefillah was Stoim because of the tzaddikim there. And it's since this is the sheirish of tefillah on this oifin, it needs a davazer is emedar sheni. It needs to be understood. One more inyan here where Chazal speak about tefillah. It says that vayigash Avraham vayomer. So Rabbi Yisrael Nechem Rabbanan Amen. Hagosha lemuchama. The word hagosha implies three terms. Muchama. Then Nehemiah says pious. Agosh lepious, like it says Vayikshu bnei Yehuda al Yeshua. Rabbanan ami agosh letfila, like it says Vayikalei samincha vayiga shel yo anavi vayema. Hashem elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael hayem yivoda ke'ata lekim v'Yisrael. So the word agosh means all three. And Rabbi Elazar poshet lo. Rabbi Elazar said by us, where it says Vayigash Avraham vayema, Avraham said three things. Imu mucham ani bo. If you want Muhammad, I'm going to fight with you, Kaviyachu, in the Pius Anibo, in the Tfil Anibo. The three in Yonim by Avram, Klapet, Ishchina is hard to understand. Muhammad we understand because Muhammad was a where he said in the Pasik, Ashefet Kala Oretz, Ki'ilu, he was being Tevea Kaddish Baruch Hu, Chalil Lucha Ashefet Kala Oretz, Yasa Mishpat, he was being Tevea Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu, Lefimidus Adin, which is a get of Muhammad, and we see it clearly in Psukim. Pius, Lintfilah to us seem to be one and the same thing. The way Pius and Ritzu go together, Ritzu and Tfilah is one thing, Ritzay, Yiratzin. What is the difference between Pius and Tfilah? I mean, asking Rachmanis is Pius and Tfilah. It's hard to, I mean, I guess Pius would be sort of, you want to do tshuva, but that's good when you're doing it for yourself. You can say, listen, I was chayte till now, I'm going to change my ways. Like when you fire somebody else and a person is, it tells the other person, listen, from now it's going to be different. What's tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu different than pious? Both of them are bakashas, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu have that manas and then bring the churban. Where is tefillah? And he says, faker, all three. And if somebody that has right, pious is in, tefillah is in the middle. In other words, Muhammad and pious are extremes. Either you give in to somebody, or you fight somebody, and tefillah is something in the middle. What is the union of tefillah as that nekuda and tzoris between pious and Muhammad? Okay, so let's take a look at the makor of tefillah. Before we look at it, there's a lashon. The Nefesh HaChaim brings it down. He's not the first one to say it, but he's the one that brought it to us, this Lashon. And it's a Lashon that is in most of the Sifri Aveda in the Sifri Pnim, there's a melitza called Aveda Tzerech Gevoya, which means that the overriding Tzerech for Tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our Tefillah's Kaviyachu. But more than that, it's explained that the etzem, it's a chutzpah for a person to daven for himself. I mean, who is he? What does he need? So the basic tefillah of a person should be klapi tzorech hashchina. Shchinta is in galus, shchina is in galus, tzara hashchina, and revi the tefillah is for nyanin of klal, more of tzibur, of klal, of galus hashchina. Everything somewhere along the line boils down to galus hashchina. And that's our avodah tzorech kaveya. So the person, even though nominally he's asking for himself, but the real bakash of tzorech kaveya. It's hard to understand what does it mean, tzorech kaveya. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has tzar, but tzar, so what? I mean, it needs a hesbet, and Rav Shachaim makes a big ikar out of it. It ke'ilu moves tefillin to realm that he feels is a lot more acceptable. The mocker for tefillah is a pasuk and gracious. It says, "Elu tolus Hashemayim v'aretz b'hibarem v'yoyim asoyis Hashem l'kim eretz Hashemayim." This is first. We have a parasha that finishes with Vayichulu, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makes the Brius Olam, and with that it finishes, the ending. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts a parasha of Adam. Eilu tolus Hashemayim v'aretz b'hibarem b'yoyim asoyis Hashem l'kim eretz Hashemayim. V'chol siach hasodeh terem yiyah ba'aretz. The grass was not yet on the ground. V'chol esav hasodeh terem yitzmach, and the grass didn't grow yet. The word terem always means awaiting something. It not that it wasn't there, but it was not yet there. So Rashi explains that all the grass was waiting right under the ground to come up. On the third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached her Eretz, and with that, there was Asavim in the world. But the old Asavim and everything, the Lashon Rashi is Keshenigmura Brias. They stood like right underneath the ground until the sixth day. Because there's no rain yet. Why? There was no person around to be Ovid. So Rashi says, "Umaytam lohimte, lufisha adam ein lavid es adama, veimakke betovasa shol kshamim, uke shabo adam veyeda sheim tzorech la'olam, hispalalem veyodu vitzomchu." And over here it says, the first time it says, "Ve adam ein lavid es adama, pilohimte Hashem alekim al ha'aretz, ve adam ha'adayin lavid ba'adama." This is the first place where there's a Shem Elikim here. I mean, this parish is a Shem Elikim, and this is the Pe'ul of Sham. So the Pshat is like this. The Metzias of the Bria is Bria B'Koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world where everything that he wanted in the world is put underground. It's dormant. It's a seed. The world is seeded with seeds that are about to sprout, that can sprout out. And the seed between the being the seed and coming to fruition, that is Adam. The mutter is the chetimtza, and that's why the ikat tefillah, in other words, the mesechta that deals with tiniest and tefillahs deals with kshamim. The tiniest, the seder tefillah are gshamim beikah. Gshamim is really the kohen gadol is talking gshamim. That's kilu the mshorish of tefillah on these nyanim. But the pshat is the bria is full of seeds. The entire bria is a seed waiting to burst open, and that is the where tefillah comes in. Let's try to inherit a little bit deeper. Those in Yanim, a person, let's take a person himself. A person himself has things that he wants. So sometimes it's just a shallow jealousy. The other person has something that I'm jealous of, so I'm jealous, I want that also. That person has a fancy car, I want a fancy car also. But those type of desires, those type of chukas, that's kinah. They're wrong. They are false aspirations. But let's say a person has in himself a koyach of regish, and he just can't sing. He sings and it doesn't quite give over the feelings that he's trying to convey. I was speaking to somebody who was a tremendous by regish and expressed it many different ways, but he had some sort of physical problems where the singing was off. And he was expressing, was in tears, expressing the tzar that he knows exactly what he would like to sing and just doesn't come out the way he wants to. A person has an idea and he just can't articulate it. The tremendous drive that a person has to be meilid all of them are in Yonim where the Bria of Tshuka, of Chemda, of all those in Yonim is not to the things a person doesn't have. A person who's not musical, b'chlau, he has no musical feelings on his feet, but he sees a singer get up there and he has a lot of cover, a lot of money. So he liked that also. That's not what we call Shifa, that's not Chemda, that's not in the framework of Tshuka that tefillahs there for. Those tefillahs are not real tefillahs. But a person has in himself a sheirish. He has in himself an asev that's there, and it's waiting to burst above the ground. That's where the makom tefillah is. That's the makom of tefillah to that the asev is terem, it's miach, and the tefillah is to make it from the terem it's miach to the tzmiach. That is so every person on a personal level knows his biggest tsar is when he knows he can do it, and it's and just doesn't happen. A person who thinks that his earning power is X amount of money, so he dreams of a lottery ticket. So it's a dream. It's not the metzias. But the person knows this is what he can do, and it doesn't come out. It doesn't happen. That's where the person's frustration and ambition. All those koyches and nefesh come out there. On a global scale, if a person who's a little more fine-tuned, a person who's a little more sensitive, a person takes a look around the world and he sees sheker, he sees rishis, he sees achzorius, and he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a sheirish of rachman debriya, a sheirish of chesed, a sheirish of toiv, of tzedek, and the person has a tremendous tshuka. Why shouldn't it be nizgala? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes and tzedek and toiv and yasha, then why doesn't it burst out into the world? Why is the world covered up and all you see on top is just the mud and the rocks? And you don't see that the flowering of tzedek and mishpat and emes and toiv and so on and so forth. So on the ultimate scale, the whole retzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that hagas toivus kaviyachov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wanted for the bria, they're all dormant in the bria. They're all shrushim waiting to come out, and the makom tefillah of the Adam as a misfowl for the Bria lies in that area. That's the Nekuda, that's the Mokum where Adam on a larger scale comes in. When a person stands on Shana and Davins, let's go consider maybe. So the Mokum Tefillah specifically is where a person expresses his Tshuka and Chemda for those things that are dormant in him, waiting to come out. That's where tefillah is chal. That's where gshomim come, and that's where the seven that are laying under the ground, that's their mokum for tefillah. And where a person on a larger scale, there has the nekudis that have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nekudis of toiv and the bria, that are waiting to come out, and those are the nekudis that he's trying to bring out. Let's go back into the lashon of the pasuk a second. It says "Va'adam ayin lavid es adama." The pshat is this is the avoda of a person on a subtle level. The how do we know that tefillah is min ha-Torah? So it says "Va'avatam Hashem lekeichem," and then it says "La'avdei b'chol levavchem." The pshat is, of course, normally we know avodah shel tefillah because it requires bigger kavanah and so on and so forth. Fine, it's deeper than that. Every avodah in the bria is not yesh miyesh, and it's not yesh miayin. I mean, if everything is in place, if a house is complete, there's no makom avodah anymore. If a house is a churban and it's not shaykh to anything, I can't create a new house. That's not avodah either. Avodah is I take a look at a house and I say, oh, with a coat of paint, with a fixing here and a fixing there, it'll get its right tzura. I'd look at a field that's a rock field. That's not a avodah if I just break my back and keep trying to plant something when nothing's going to grow, if it's a midbar or it's a racks. Avodah is in a field that's completely grown, like lots of lovely when the big blue scores and whatever, is not avodah either. Avodah is the ground is rife with potential, it's fertile, it's going to be matzmiach. Avodah is, and especially like avodah sasoda, avodah sakem, where avodah is used primarily, is to allow to bring out what was hidden, what was potential in the karka into the outside. Tefillah is avodah shebelev, the counterpart to bringing out things min hakoyach lapoel, is the tshuka of a person to those things that the person feels are inside waiting to come out, to bring them out lachutz. That is tefillah. So it's avodah shebelev, not only in the sense because it's mostly the pan, mostly the kavana. It's because what avodah is the nicer in the lev, that same process, and it's the process, the desire to bring out what could be brought out, that is the makom tefillah in the bria. So the tzinul mei, that is the makom tefillah of that's why it's called avodah shebelev, and that's where it was mitukah. Avraham Avinu made when a person, the transition from tefillah that is private to transition to tefillah that is for others, is this transition. It's a much, when a person davens himself because he's betzar or betzor or whatever it is, so there the person can relate to primarily just the pain, the need. It's not in a more global way. It hurts, my stomach hurts, I need food, I need a refuah, so, and a kashkol can give it. So tefillah can become a very simple, just, you know, I'm desperate, I need it, and it's by him, and that's that. So, mechama or pius are those in yanim of, it's ke'ilu yesh miyesh, I can be mitvakeach a kashkol, I can be fayas a kashkol. But a kashkol, there's a deeper chelek to the bria. A kashkol who created the entire bria, that in a tzura, whatever is good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, the tzura that he put into the Bria is that it remains a potential until someone comes and brings it out and has it and makes it flower. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Tefillah is where a person's reach takes a person in tefillah can reach the entire world if it's emes tefillah. There's avodah shebelev, which means that the heart of the world awaken to want to come out. So just like in avodah, if a person doesn't feel in himself the potential to be musical, a person doesn't feel himself the potential to express his regish, so there's no avodah b'peil. The same thing in the world, if the world is not a mispalo, then it can't bring out the lemaisa. If the world is not yearning to bring out the likus that's within the world, then it won't happen. So the tefillah of a bria for others, when a person is a scholar for another person, a mashal, a person sees someone else doesn't have atzlacha. So one way of saying is, if I'm very close to the person, then I feel his tzah. You know, it's close to me, but that is very, very small circle. They're really thinking there are very small, there are very, very few people that were so close to them that we can generally say we feel their tzar. But if a person is a little more sensitive, a person is a little more ice-gable, and he sees there's so much that could be happening here and it's not happening. There's so much more that can come out, that's waiting to come out. There's Tevin the Bria that's waiting to come out and it's not coming out. That is, so then it arouses, the, just like when a person sees injustice in the world, it rouses him, even if the person is not involved. It's somebody who's not a friend of mine, somebody who's distant from me, was framed. He was lied about, and so on and so forth. there's a something that's misur in the person where Hashem sinner ra, but the person can't stand that. The person can't stand that the world is being built with sheker and with chamas. That feeling is the hagasha of tefillah in its largest sense. So Avraham Avinu's tefillah, the makom where we learn tefillah from, is this parashas, because in the etzem, that's what tefillah is. The va'adam ayin ba'aretz, in other words, the first place where a person is mispal is not for himself, but not because he needed food be'etzem. It's because there was no Esav in the world. The world was waiting, was bursting to bring out Esav. There was no Esav, and he would be the one to bring it out for the world. He was the mispal, he was the mouthpiece for the world. Stoim is the ultimate of that nekuda, and that's the way the points we made about Stoim. The place where the furthest nekuda is buried, in other words, the makor mishteikikus of a person is when something is a real koyach is buried so deep behind. If somebody sees a Talmud who could be extremely matzliach and he's extremely bad, so it's more than the anger that person is a very bad person, so he's doing wrong and so on and so forth. But you look at what's in there and you say to yourself, look at how far down it's buried. Here you have a neshama that is so big and it's locked up so strongly locked up and doesn't have a chance to come out. There's a certain agmas nefesh to it that is extraordinary. A person sees somebody with extraordinary ability, extraordinary talent, and there's an extraordinary klipa covering it up. That really is the makom of tefillah and the bria. The mamakim of tefillah is dark for that. So Avraham Avinu, to save the tzaddikim, it wasn't the tzaddikim he was worried about. It was stain. There's a bria in the world called stain. If stain is kulei ra, then the pshat is, then it has to be destroyed. Avraham Avinu knows that it's not a ta'elis for anyone to keep around that it's a bria that's completely ra. To have rachmanis on something that is totally ra, there's no mokum for rachmanis. That's not a mid rachmanis, a mid of achzayis. Kolam rachim achzayim sefer nasachzor rachmanim. That's not toiv. What is toiv is, and the tzaddikim kishla atzma la tzaddikim, fine. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's business. Or what a Kadosh Baruch Hu will do with them, and so on, or save them like late, or not save them like late, that's already a Kadosh Baruch Hu's asik. But Avraham was looking, if Stoim has 50 tzaddikim in it, that means that Stoim has a sheirish of toiv that's covered up by a klipa of difficulty. If I see a person who is completely right, he's a bad person, he's bad to other people, he's always bad. So I say, listen, it's a mushkas and that's nothing to do with it. But if I see one segili of extraordinary sensitivity or something, I say to myself, no, the person is a good person, and look at how much frustration it must be that nekud of toiv can't break through so much klip of ra and ashchasa. That is the place of heartache in the bria. It's the makom of tshuka and chemda, and it's the makom of tsar of kula makshel ledes. Was a very a woman that had a hard time giving birth. In other words, the child couldn't come out. That's like the makom tefillah. The beginning of tefillah is the makshel ledes. That is stoim with 50 tzaddikim in it meant that it's not stoim is not the ra of the reim chatoim. It's enough tzaddikim that there's a sheirish of extreme good, l'raya that the person that tzaddik even staying, we have to be meisa nefesh every penny gift of tzedakah, and it has to come out in some way in breakthrough staying. So he wanted that staying should be saved on account of those tzaddikim. We asked in the Shilas about the fact that it failed and so on. So let's go back to Chazal. That's the pshat that there was a gish of three things. There was Pius, Muhammad, and Tefillah. Piyus and Mulchama are in Yanim what's there now. For instance, a person presents a case, and one way is, we'll settle. You know, you have a tviya against me, it's a strong tviya, I've got my problems, let's settle. We'll settle it this way, that way, the other way, that is Piyus. I'm dealing with the Metzias that's there now, and we're inspired. There's Mulchama, I'll fight it to the end, and I'll win. Those are two mahalchim in what's there now. And the same thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a b'china of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a b'china of Mulchama, where like Eov said, Erecha Mishpat, let's Kaviyachu fight it out. You wanted the world wrong with Mishpat, with Tzedek, tell me what I did wrong. That's one mahalach. There's a second mahalach where a person says, I'm a Ani, and I'm a Shafel, and Havachmanis, it's Pius, I'm Meida, and Misvada, and Aschaita, Rachim, Kirachim, Eval Benin. That's a second mahalach. Those are two mahalachim of dealing with a gzadin. Tefillah means with a person that has that inside this mitzias, there's another mitzias waiting to come out. Don't be done al tiruni shanish chachayos shezafasni hashamish. And if you take a look in the pasuk by Eliyahu, where we learn it from, vayihi balos amincha vayigash Eliyahu navi vayeme, he said Hashem elokei avraham yitzchak v'yisrael hayoyim yivoda ke'ata lekim v'yisrael. In other words, this is the makom of where there will be a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, where the potential of tefillah means where hayoyim yivoda, and I don't want to be mayach in it, but the two makomis of tefillah, we pointed out that the parasha of Hashem Elokim klehinta Hashem Elokim adayin kadam hinta Hashem Elokim is the shem of Avay Elokim is used over there. And by Yoh Novi Hashem Elokim, those are two places where Hashem Elokim is used, because the transition from what's there be Bekoyach to what's there be Poyel is the two shemes together. So Avraham Avinu was the Av. It's what we pointed out last week. He was Avos itself, because the Koyach of being the Gala, what's inside and waiting to come out, that's the Koyach of Avos, and that's the Koyach of Tefillah. Yes, Lemaisa was a failure. Lemaisa. I mean, you're setting out a tefillah that didn't succeed. The Arizal says that the pshat in the pasuk v'nivruchu v'cha kol the eretz, he learns like this. He says that the door of the of stone that was chayuk and the chlau, the Rizal says pshat in the pasuk, will say the words that he says, and then we'll explain a little bit of the arcane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Avram hoyeh legoy gadol. Avram is going to be a very big nation. Big means it encompasses a lot. The otzum, the nivruchu v'kol ge'aretz. The word v'nivruchu means to like kelayim. It's like when you take a branch and you mark of it, you put it into a trunk of a tree, that's called the nivruchu. It's a lashon in kelayim, that's called like an ilan that's nivrach, means you transplanted one a branch into another ilan. So lashon that's used in kelayim. The different ways of transplanting from one semeach to another is called lashon berach. Like hamavrich haseilon is the lashon in the Mishnah. The person HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the nekudas of toiv that was in the midbar, the mabul, the flogger, stein v'amorah, and he transplanted it in Klal Yisrael. He says, I mean, lay not to say that the Dor HaMidbar was the Dor of Stein, was the transplanting of the Dor of Stein. Whatever that means, however you understand it. But HaKoponim, the verb is, it in Klal Yisrael, those Nikudis of Toiv were transplanted into Klal Yisrael. Let's just make a little bit Lefir Kainun in a smaller way, touch it. If you take a look at the Pesukim, it says, we asked before, that his tefillah failed, and then it says he was mashchis stoim, and it says Avram is standing there. Vayashkim Avram ba'boiker la'mokem ha'omad shel Nesei Hashem. He stood in the same place. Vayashkif avnei stoim, and he saw that stoim was completely destroyed. V'hinei olo kita oretz kikita kipshon. Vayihi b'shachas elokim es orei ha'kikor. Vayizkor elokim es Avram vayishalach es leitim techafecho ba'afecho es orem shevan leitim. This was the place from that hafich of stoim HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out in the Kuda, which would later become Rus and David and so on. Moyav, Amon Moyav, and eventually David Malach HaMashiach. The Ifaket, the tefillah was pale, since Avram Avinu was mishtoikik for that Nekuda. Avram Avinu had that Nekuda, so the Nekuda was saved. In the Hashchos of Stoim, it says in Lashon Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something that he wants to take out of Leit, out of Amon Moyav, out of Rus, and bring it into Klal Yisrael. So the tefillah is exactly where it helped. It helped because it brought something, it brought the Toiv, those two Nekudas, into the world again. There's an interesting Lashon Rambam. It says when they want to be Metakin, the Chachamim were Metakin Shmonasei Brochus, Meir Vesem Skenim were Metakin Shmonasei Brochus with all sorts of Inyanim. Then it says they want to be Metakin Brochus Aminim. They asked, who could be Metakin Brochus Aminim? So Shmuel HaKotn. What does it mean, who could be Metakin Brochus Aminim? It's a Broch HaKotn Brochus. Somebody with Kishon could do it. The Teretz is, there are all sorts of Seidus and Kavanas and Inyanim, fine, things we don't have a Sheikhas to. The Rambam says, Rambam very interestingly, he brings the Shmoneh Esrei Brochus that are and he brings the Inyan Tefillah, why do we attack in Tefillah and so on, in Inyan HaChazaka. The second Perek, he finishes, you know, Shmoneh Esrei Brochus, finished. Second Perek, he starts, that in Bimei Rebbe Gamliel, the minim wa mitzayah klal yisrael, that because of him wa mitzayah klal yisrael, mesisin ayisim min aderech. And they were there to klal yisrael and took him off the world. The world they saw, the Lashon Rambam is that it's shehu atzorech hagodol la'olam to be mechalas aminim. In other words, as long as the bad was bad, there's no tefillah to destroy bad. The tefillah is only when you're the head from the chub of the ra, there's a tzmich of tay. It's the tzirich ha'olam. Tefillah, the mitzvah of tefillah is always to find an akud of tay and say yiratzin shvin is gala. And so the tefillah of Birchas HaMinim is not that the minim be destroyed because the minim, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's business. It's only because ala tzadikim ala chassidim can only happen when you have l'mashir matisitu before him. The same way that in Rosh Hashanah, the mispalo for the kula ishakul klasha sikhla, the simla khatashim levadecha, and tzadikim yismuchun, and so on and so forth. It's only the tefillah, the tefillah is the metzias of the herring, the nekudas of toiv, that atzameach when the ra is niskala and so on and so forth. Then similar maiden. It's an important thing that the whole, the Adam is, the union of tefillah on a small eifin is definitely for tzarech Adam. And on a very low level, a person to be mispalo for things that are not the etzim, the person. A person is jealous because the other person is smart. A person is jealous because the other person is rich. A person is jealous because the other person is this, that, the other thing. That's not a makom tefillah. Don't ask. Tefillah is when a person makes an honest cheshbon nefesh and knows what he wants. And what he wants means these are the things in me that are trying to come out. That's where tefillah is on a smaller level. On a higher level, every person has moments when he's nisoya to ra and to toiv on a larger scale. And there's a metzias of the person is a person uplifted, and somewhere along him, a person is very taken by how much sheker and ra and rishis is on the surface of the world, and how much that's toiv and emes and yasher and so on is waiting to come out. Emes meretz titzmach. those feelings are the feeling, are the basis for tefillah in the larger sense. So many of the brachas that we have, Esenach David, Nishlaim Ircha, all those brachas are so not immediately relevant to us. They're so not shaykh to us day to day. But on a person as a bigger tzura, and a person as being the mouthpiece for the bria, a person has to learn to harness those feelings of, a person that's frustrated, that there's so much emes waiting and people are running after sheker, and you can't even get into the front door to be megala a drop of emes. You see that when a person was touched emes, he changed, and so many other people don't even let it in. The frustration of the bria, that there is so much toiv and emes, and so little of it is able to burst out to the surface, it's waiting to burst out, that is the makom tefillah of a person. That's the type of thing when a person, it's a long avodah, it's something that takes a person time, a person is the pair for the bria. Just finish off, the Mara Naim says of the Pasuk, when he started the Churban, it says that it says the Malachim left. Vayifne mishom anoshim vayechu stema vavro meideno oimed efnei Hashem. Says the tzura of tefillah is, you know, when Avram's personal tzrachim were taken care of, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so Avram oideno oimed means he became permanently the mispal. He still stands efnei Hashem. There's the mispal of the bria. It's a long term tafkid. This is the tafkid of Adam and the bria, to serve as the mouthpiece of the tshuka and the chemd of the bria, that the toiv and the emes be nisgalah.